Hey guys, it's Jeff Lascola from the Ministry Coach Podcast, and I know what you're probably wondering, where is Kristen? Well, if you've listened to any of the episodes we've done over the past month or so, you've probably noticed that Kristen's voice has been a little hoarse. She had a winter camp in January and some speaking opportunities in addition to her normal weekend and midweek services, and then on top of that, add in some allergies and, well, she has temporarily lost her voice. But instead of canceling a week or two of podcasts, or even worse, having me fill in, we opted to upload some smaller excerpts from a previous Ask Me Anything episode that you may have missed. So I hope you enjoy these short episodes, and we hope to be back sooner than later with our regularly scheduled podcast.
How can you increase your confidence as a youth pastor? That's what we're talking about today on the Ministry Coach Podcast.
This is from Flowerful29, also from YouTube, who says, "Help, it's year two of being a youth leader, and I am lacking confidence in everything pertaining to ministry. Any ideas?"
That's a hard one. Like, to just feel not confident in your job for that long, Flowerful, it has definitely got a wear on you. And so I'm sorry to hear that because, you know, I think we all as youth pastors try to put on a face like, I got this. But yeah, maybe deep down we kind of are like that. I hope I'm like that imposter syndrome of just like, I'm not equipped for this. And I felt that way for a really long time. So I get it. So here's what I would say to you. I would say, see if you can identify. I know you just said in ministry in general. Okay, well, let's break it down because there's lots of different parts of ministry. There's planning events. There's teaching. There's discipling. There's writing curriculum. There's all kinds of stuff. So identify the different parts of it and scale it on 1 to 10. How confident do I feel in teaching? How confident do I feel in leading my volunteer team? How confident do I feel in being up front and on stage? How confident do I think I could plan a camp? Whatever it is. And then look at the areas that you scored the lowest on your self-assessment and then just like hit the books. Learn. And obviously you're following our YouTube channel and I hope that you've found a lot of it to be helpful in this, like in building your confidence in certain areas, but you've got to just keep learning. So if you are not confident in your teaching, find someone who is a good teacher, have them listen to your messages and debrief it with you. Maybe help ask them to give you their best tips on how did you go from being an okay speaker to a good speaker, or a good speaker to an excellent speaker. What was that journey like? Sit down with someone, have them, like I said, analyze your messages, read every book you can on youth ministry. Like that's what I did. I'm just like, go online. What are all the youth ministry books? I'm going to start reading them. So there's a lot out there and every single one of them has influenced and shaped my ministry in a different way, whether it was Doug Fields or Kurt Johnson or Rick Lawrence, Reggie Joyner. Like there's so many incredible authors on the subject of youth ministry. And I never left empty-handed. So you've got to put in the work of reading and gathering those ideas. Go to conferences. Conferences will light a fire under you. And you get to meet all these youth pastors and see what they're doing and hear like different workshops and what's working for people and where to focus. And whenever you go to conferences, there's tons of resources too. There's companies you never knew existed that could help you with a particular issue. So just like try to just cast your net wide of all of the knowledge and then start putting it into practice and see if you can move those numbers up 1 or 2 points. Hey, I was about a 3, like getting up in front of people on stage and doing stuff. But the more I practiced or learned from people who are really good at it or got communication tips or I don't know, go on YouTube. Maybe there's a whole workshop on it. I don't know. And then you can move that from a 3 to a 5. That would be a total win and continue to take that long view. But here's what I do know is that proficiency usually breeds confidence and learning results in proficiency most of the time. So if you could become proficient in certain areas of your job and just feel like I got this, I own this, I was made to do this, I can do this in my sleep. When you start to get proficient, you start to get confident. So even if you don't feel proficient and you keep failing, okay, dissect the failures. What did I learn? What will I never, ever do again? Mm. Failure is the best teacher because you never want to feel that again. And so you need to go back and say, what can I do to avoid this same outcome? Because yeah. I hate this feeling, right?
Right. All right. Well, thank you, Flowerful29. If your confidence lacking is in sermons, we do have an episode on how to gain more confidence in speaking. So make sure you guys check that out.